Hello, this is Laura Wilson with MIT Technology Review. Welcome to an MTech Minute. Our MTech MIT program is coming up this October. We hold that show here on the MIT campus right in Cambridge. Our live programming is designed to explore the most significant emerging technology news and trends of the year with our global MTech audience. Today, we'll discuss some of the topics that we're planning for the MTech MIT program this fall. First, we've just wrapped up MTech Digital in San Francisco, where we focus entirely on AI. I'm here today with Jason Ponton, editor-in-chief and publisher of MIT Technology Review, also our MTech MC. Jason, we're just coming out of the MTech Digital show in San Francisco, where we spent two whole days on artificial intelligence. We're definitely going to want to pick that topic back up this fall.
We are at MTech MIT. In October, we will be diving right back into deep learning and artificial intelligence. I've never seen such a rapid paradigm shift in my career as a journalist covering the subject. Suddenly, artificial intelligence, which had been still in its deep winter, began to produce surprising and dramatic and commercial applications, all because of this insight that if you apply deep learning, neuromorphic techniques, to artificial intelligence, real progress was possible. Of course, deep learning will encounter some challenges and difficulties, and at MTech MIT, we'll be exploring some of the things that deep learning can't do, and we'll look at a secretive startup called Vicarious, which has promised extraordinary and magical advances.
That is an interesting company. I'll include the link to Will Knight's feature on them the other week. That was good to see. Another topic we're talking about for this fall is global warming. We always cover energy technologies day to day, but it seems like the editors have been talking a lot more about the impact of global warming in the number of areas we cover.
Global warming isn't a thing that may or may not happen. Obviously, we don't think it's a matter of debate, but we also think it's happening now. It's not some future that we can evade if we move to a clean tech future. We already missed that boat. We should have made those adjustments 20 years ago. What's left to be discovered is how bad and how fast and what the social and economic implications will be. And that depends on how quickly we begin to stand up these clean energy alternatives. So at MTech MIT, we will look at both the impact of climate change and what the most plausible paths are through natural gas to a cleaner future using technologies such as better batteries.
It's a big topic.
It is.
This is one of my favorite things about MTech is that there's this the technology news of the year, but really the speakers really help us examine the implications and how these technologies are meant to help us solve some of these bigger issues that we face around the world.
We think that technology is the greatest story in the world, the story that never ends. And at least through our prism, everything that happens in the world is largely driven through technology change. So when we talk about these new technologies, it's not a nerd fest, though no one are bigger nerds than MIT Technology Review. For us, it's the impact of new technologies, big problems they can solve, ways they can expand human possibilities, and avenues to growing prosperity.
This is going to be an interesting year. There's other important topics we're working on, but we've gone over the MTech Minute for this show. Let's do this again next month.
I look forward to that.
Thank you, Jason. In the meantime, I'll be sharing updates on the program at technologyreview.com/mtech. Thank you for listening. We sure hope to see you there. Bye for now.